Blog Talk Radio.
I like to work more of my to the world famous Murder Egg Show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living? It's real be talking. I wanna ask all my gang the real question. What do you do? When that do?
Clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take
we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take we
gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take
we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
When they hollin' about room, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I'll send it up to the greatest and tell him I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals to ink roll like deuce, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slinging soccer fields to yay. You respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Yeah, I don't want that. I send them to the morgue, I keep it my bouncing for sure. In the club with no gun, got him taking it all.
Can't help that.
I'm that that puts it down once I hit that. To them up in the mind, asking them home in the throwback. West, 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes with these F-State plays. What's the procedure with a gun in your face when you got one in your waist? Let's cop back. Hey, I'll come on.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to
one. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to one.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to one.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
We in the club, warm up. Popping the bubbly, get ugly, I hug the snuff closely. But usually used to see you bouncing on some freak, trying to ride my I can handle it, long as they manage to get they in front of my and dance a big for more chance. I'm catching hate from a glance, but I'm a giant, this mere ass, I'm stopping my way to stand. The backhand, pimp, it's not realistic, the game is half, it's not getting it twisted. I'm young, black, and gifted, but still at the bottom, and stuck somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem. The dog beware, woo, cause I'm the problem. What's the procedure with a gun in your face when you got one in your waist? Just cop back. Hey, I'm
come on. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to one.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to one.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to one.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to one. Like Bush is dumb, I'ma find out where M lies. It's hotter than bomb first. It could be much worse, I could be hotter than your scrubs. Mask and gloves, gun hot to burn that stuff. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras. The freak to dough, the screaming out the law. I may have struck the chord with the Christians, but y'all got the freakiest out of all the religions. And God gave me this blessing to handle my business on these righteous snitches. Let the Nina blow kisses, if she somehow misses, he gon' meet the mistress and clap that boy like Birdman Eclipse. I got all over my like I'm the star of these shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with a gun in your face when you got one in your
you
waist?
Know.
It's cock back, you know.
Hey, I'm the face.
Come
we
on.
We clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Let's take it to one.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Take it to one.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Yeah, take it to one.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Come on. Yeah,
that's how we do it, you know what I mean?
Buck 89, what's up, baby? Break it down, break it down.
Play your birds in the motherfucking house. It's not a game
Queens
no more.
Queens in this motherfucking, you know, on my Jersey, on my Boston, on my Brooklyn. Brooklyn son, what up? Yeah. Holla at me, man.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the hottest show on Fridays in the internet hard, GQ Palace Radio. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. We had up-and-coming artist Nisha Mills in the building, and we played her smashing singles and found out what was her next step going on in the music industry. She's 23 years old, female rapper, doing it real big, hard body karate, taking it to another level. And we played some of her joints, you know, from 7 to 8, and, you know, she filled us in about what she's doing and what's her next step. I'm not going to tell you everything, because if I tell you, there's no sense in you listening to the archives. You understand? So definitely listen to the archives, which I give y'all that information after I let y'all know who else came on last week. It was Motown legendary R&B sensation DaVolt doing their big thing. You understand? They got their new CD out, Deja Who. So make sure you check that out on iTunes and all that, because they taking it to another level. Now, to hear last week's archives, you could go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Tonight, we have another banger for y'all. We have up-and-coming R&B sensation, Darrell Kemper, in the building. And we're going to play his smashing single, Crazy, and find out what's his next step going on in the music industry. And then after Darrell, I don't know if y'all remember that song, follow me, hey, follow me. Yes, 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 we have my man Elias in the building from 8 to 9, and he going to fill y'all in about what's been going on with him, and we're going to play his smashing new singles, Happy and Beautiful. We're taking it to a whole nother level tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so make sure you tune in, because ain't no station like the one you listen to now, GQ Palace Radio. So we also tonight, we're going to start the topic off, what would you do with some, excuse me for that. Tonight's topic for tonight is, let me get it right, just bear with me. For tonight is, how can you be with someone that's too controlling? And how do you love someone that don't want to be loved? You understand? Remember, tonight's topic is, how can you be with someone that's too controlling? And how do you love someone that don't want to be loved? Now, you can tune in and give your opinions on a topic, or you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show and listen to the music. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into this new joint by the up-and-coming artist, you know. They asked me to play it, so I'm going to play this new joint. He's not going. This is not one of the singles that you're going to hear tonight as with his segment coming on. This is just something I think is fire, and I think is going down. It's called Gotta Get Mine by Darrell here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby. Check it out.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby.
Came from nothing, now I'm trying to make something. I'm on my grind for this money like we're struggling. Trying to get straight, but this game is puzzling. Will I make it to the top is what I'm steady wondering. That's why I'm working, grinding every day. Gotta get it so my family will be straight. That's why I'm working, grinding every day. Gotta get it so my family will be straight.
Life is a
nightmare. I'm on my grind. Trying to get this paper, tell these bitches they can grow back.
Gotta get mine. and pray for every day. Make sure I get my family out the way. Steady checks and pay for every day. Make sure I get my family out the way.
Can't get with these 9 to 5, that's why my clock say grind, grind, grind. I deserve it, so I'm working here to take what's my. Fishing for this money, got no time for these women on my line. All these haters hating down, can you let me get my shine? I'ma make it, I promise that I'm gon' make it. Who got the crown, and I promise that I'm gon' take it. Good things come to those who wait, man, I promise I've been patient. Who got the throne and the crown, just know I'ma take it.
Back in the night,
I'm on my grind. I'm
trying to get this paper, tell these bitches they can go back.
Segment. What we're going to do, we're going to get into another joint. This is about 11 year old. I call her Tay Tay, but it's definitely Flyer. Flyer sooner.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby. Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby.
Listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby. It's Butter, baby. It's Butter, baby. It's Butter, baby.
Showing.
way you are. Release the chain, stay just as you are. Ride it along in your big fancy car. Never mind the haters, cause he won't get far.
You are beautiful, beautiful, just the way you are.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
I spend my time listening to Rich Money. I spend my time listening to Rich Money. Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man Rich Money.
Good. This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
I'm listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Friday night, I spend my...
Welcome back, Dons and Divas, to GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. Once again, I want to fill y'all in on tonight's topic in case, you know, y'all don't know what it's about. Tonight's topic is, how can you be with someone that's too controlling? And how do you love someone that don't want to be loved? You know, you could press that number one. My lines is flooded if you want to, you know, join in on the topic. Or you could sit back and listen to the music as well, you know. But that's the topic for tonight. What we're going to do, we're going to get into this next new joint. You know, that was 11-year-old Tay-Tay, so beautiful. You know, she's doing a lot of things. She's taking it to the next level and all that. She's 11 years old. You know, sometimes you got to look out for others who look out for you. and she's definitely doing what she got to do to make it in the industry. She done did a lot of shows and all that already. I also want to fill y'all in on GQ Palace. We have 9 different episodes, 11 different hosts. I will fill y'all in on every host and what's going down. But first, I want to get into this new joint. We rotating it for my man Boogie Black. It's called 3:30, and we're going to get into that right now.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby. Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
to discuss the topic for this evening. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, hello. I want to thank you for joining us this evening.
You're welcome. I'm enjoying the music.
Okay, you're enjoying the music. Thank you for that as well. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
A little bit of it. Can you repeat them, please, sir?
How can you be with someone that's too controlling? And how do you love someone that don't want to be loved?
The too controlling part, I don't think that's going to work unless we're going back to the submissive wife days where the wife or, you know, I'm going to say the wife is not saying anything back or she's like a yes ma'am, yes sir, you know. Otherwise, I mean, this is 2014. That's not going to work. You know, to me, I don't think that's going to work.
But you do have people that like that control. They still like that controlling thing. You understand? There's still people out here that likes it. They like that control, and that's what keeps them with that person.
I think they like it because that's what their mate likes. And they're not really thinking for themselves, because before they got with that mate, I'm sure, you know, that depending on the situation, no one likes to be controlled as if you're a child and you're an adult. So I think that some people like it because that's what their mate likes, and they don't want a conflict with their mate. So it's easier just to go along with whatever, you know, the man or the woman is saying, because there's no conflict if you just go along with it. But that's an unhappy person.
So, in other words, they doing it, well, if they doing it to make their mate happy, how you figure they unhappy if that's what they want to do? It ain't like a person got a gun to their head. You know,
because
they just say the tongue is, they say their tongue is dangerous. You understand?
Yeah, but you have to make yourself happy.
Yeah, you're right. You do. You have to make yourself happy.
And if you're not happy, then, you know, if you're not happy, how are you going to be? One, I think the problem just with people in general is we have to learn how to make ourselves happy first before we can make anybody else happy. And sometimes because it's not something that we necessarily learn, you know, as children, as we get older, we tend to go along with, okay, well, I just did this and this made that person happy. And ultimately, people think that that makes you happy because you're making someone else happy. But if you don't know what it feels like to be happy for yourself or from within, then how do you know?
I mean, that's a good point. Don't get me wrong. It's a good point. But you got to realize, like I was saying from the get-go, I understand exactly what you're saying to the fullest of your point. But if you got somebody who, okay, let's say for instance, like a female, domestic violence, you understand? That everybody always asks, why are you still with this person if they beat you up and keep beating you up? And the female go back to them. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Some people might say they like that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because they don't want to leave. Then they say, oh, no, it's because I love them, you know. You know, he don't mean to do it. They make up excuses. You know, a person that's controlling, they can control you with your words, with their words. Like, let me give you an example. A controlling person, like, I knew somebody who husband used to whistle at them like they was a dog when he couldn't see them somewhere. They'd be upstairs in a window. The man be upstairs in the window, and she'd be downstairs, and he'd look out, and if he don't see her, he'll whistle. And next thing she'll come around the corner, but I'd be like, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, wow. You know, whatever he told her to do, she did it, even if she didn't want to do it. You understand? But she stayed with him.
Well, I think that's the key, though. You said she did whatever he wanted her to do. Right. She did what he wanted her to do. And that's probably in the growing mind and the growing stage from child to teenager to adult and being in relationships, somewhere down the line, that became acceptable in that person's eyes. Regardless of how ridiculous it might sound to me or to anybody else, it became acceptable. So we know that you can whistle at a dog, you know, but at the end of the day, you're not a dog. And if you're not in view of someone's sight that allows them to whistle for you, it really doesn't make sense. That's why I said I think that it's a lack of love and respect for yourself. And I think that when you're in a relationship and there's some type of domestic violence going on, I think the problem with that is that somewhere down the line, the person who is the aggressor in the situation, somewhere down the line, the aggressor was led to believe that this is how you have to show this person some type of love and affection. This is how you do it. Because even back in the days, you know, you can get a spanking from your mom or your dad, and they'll tell you, oh, I do this because I love you. So guess what? If you get enough spankings in your head and someone says that to you, when you get in a relationship and that person says, oh, I do this because I love you, you're not going to think mentally there's something wrong with it, because this is what you're acceptable. This is what you're accepting. This is what you accepted all of your life. So you think that it's okay. You understand what I mean? It's kind of complicated, mm-hmm. but I think that in some sick and twisted mind, you know, for some people, they feel better about themselves when they have to beat down someone else, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. When they beat down someone else's self-esteem and they beat down their feelings and their heart and they just break them down, they feel better about themselves. And that's because...
So you think it's really a person with a low self-esteem of themselves?
I think it's a low self-esteem. I think it's a lack of respect. But I think it's a lack of respect for the person that's the aggressor, because that person can't respect themselves enough that they know this is wrong and they're still doing it. So if they don't respect themselves, they don't respect the person that they're abusing.
I mean, that's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, some people just feel like this. Some people are just raised like that. You understand? Some people just raised to that matter where, you know, they seen their father be controlling. Some people might see their mother getting beat up. You understand? And I think they get controlled and they think that's how life is supposed to be. You understand? Where they see certain situations that they're younger and it affect them as they go older, and that's how they feel.
But that's for both parties. That's for the person that's being, you know, the person that's the aggressor and the person that's getting, you know, abused. It's both parties. Somewhere down the line, someone showed that it was acceptable. And they started accepting it. But even society in itself shows you, one part shows you that it is acceptable. The second part shows you that even if you go and get an order of protection from that person, you're still not safe from that person, because that person can easily just come up from out of nowhere and can attack you and can kill you. And guess what? You have the order of protection, but it didn't save your life. That's why, to me, when there's signs of some type of violence going on, or there's signs of some type of abuse that's in a relationship or in a family with children, someone has to seek help. Everyone can't be quiet about it and say, oh, it'll be okay. Oh, it'll be okay. Because obviously it's not going to be okay, because it's acceptable. And the person is either fearful of their life or the person don't know no better. Which to me goes back to the whole, you know, even being like in relationships alone. If you're in a relationship and, you know, you meet your mate and your mate is controlling, what do you have to control at the end of the day? Like, really? You want someone to check in with you all the time? You want to regulate when they come and when they go? Is that your controlling part of it? You know? Some people would say that that's communication.
That's a good point. That's a real good point. I got to agree with you on that one. It's definitely got a good point on that one. But I want you to do is stay on the line. My lines is flooded. And we're going to take a brief intermission, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right?
And there was another topic, right? Yes, there was another topic.
And when we come back, we're going to discuss that topic on how do you love someone that don't want to be loved, all right? So stay right there and stay right there and don't move.
I'm here.
All right.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
No more pretending, 'cause now you're winning. Here's our beginning.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And we're discussing the topics right now, you know, and sitting back and listening to some tunes as well. How can you be with someone that's too controlling, and how do you love someone that don't want to be loved? Now, I have my first caller on the line, and she's about to explain to me on how do you love someone that don't want to be loved. I like to hear this one.
I'm about to explain how do you love someone? How do you love someone that doesn't want to be loved?
Yes, the reason I say that because before we went to break, you know, you was like, it's another topic, ain't it? And I say yes.
Right.
So that's
right.
Why.
Okay,
then
well,
do you have a situation for that?
Well, I have my opinion about it.
That's what I mean.
My opinion is that I believe that you have to show them how it feels to be loved. Because I find it hard to believe that nobody wants love, you know, or that there's someone out there that doesn't want love. I think that there might have been some type of something that they might have experienced. Go ahead.
Okay, you just lost me for a minute. You said you believe there's somebody out there that there's nobody out there that doesn't want love.
Right.
You know somebody that doesn't want love?
Your topic was what? How do you love someone that
doesn't want to be loved, yeah.
Right. And what I'm saying is you have to show that person how it feels to be loved.
Okay.
Because maybe they don't know the feeling. Maybe what they have experienced is something that they were told was love, but wasn't actually love. So I think you have to start with showing that person how it feels to be loved, showing that person how it feels to love yourself.
Yeah, which I believe that because you can't love somebody if you don't love yourself, you know, which is understandable.
Right.
No, because you got a lot of people fail to realize as well. You have a lot of mental abuse as well. You know, you get that mental abuse from people where you have people that's like mentally abusing you with words. Because like they say, the tongue could be very lethal and very dangerous at times. You understand? And when people talk that lethal talk to you with that tongue, it can make you feel so low that you just don't even want to, your self-esteem just drop.
Right. But that's just like the question that I had for you, Rich Money, was, that question was, how do you love someone or how do you be with someone that doesn't value you? Someone that doesn't value you, someone that doesn't value your worth or someone that doesn't understand, your value, you know, or what you're bringing to the table. How do you be with someone that way? What I was saying was a question that I wanted to ask, you know, you and the callers is, how do you be with someone that doesn't value you or that doesn't know your value or doesn't love you enough to value your opinion on things? How do you be with someone like that?
That's a good question, but hold on. We have another caller. We're going to get to your question in 1 minute. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on the air.
Can y'all hear me?
Hey.
Yes, we can hear you.
What's going on, Rich?
What's
Lavina?
Going on?
Is that Lavina on the line? Who is that, Lavina? Kim? You know they sound alike, you know what I'm saying?
Kim is my sister, so we're good.
Okay, I got you. What's going on? What did I miss here? It sound like y'all was in deep conversation.
she want to know how you value someone's love. Is that to make a long story short?
How do you love
someone that doesn't value you? How do you be in a relationship? Someone that doesn't know your worth, that doesn't
value you. Okay. Well, you know what? It's not hard because if someone don't value you, That means you trying to say they don't respect you. You understand?
Yeah, well,
so
that
if someone
too.
Don't respect you, then why would you want to be with someone like that?
Exactly. But you know what the bad thing you know what the bad thing about that is? Sometimes you'll have to be around for a while, because when you're starting out with people, you know, relationships are on high, you know what I'm saying? You're getting that undivided attention, and then things just start to dwindle down, and you really see who you're dealing with. Now, that doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
But you have some things that you put so much time into this, and then you end up finding out who you're dealing with. You know, it's hard because, you know, some people really paint a good picture, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking that you're dealing with one thing and actually dealing with something else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's bad that it happens that way, but it does sometimes.
So what would you do in that situation?
Oh, I would have to put the wheels on. I have to put the wheels on to keep it moving because, you know, I mean... Of course, I would be hurt. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely be hurt. I wouldn't hold that grudge though, because I wouldn't want to carry that on to somebody else. And
right.
I would let them know how I'm really feeling at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, listen.
And I agree.
You know.
I agree. I would definitely do this. I would definitely do the same thing. You know, I would communicate with it, and I would just say the message. You know, if this is how I'm feeling about it. You know, and if, of course, if the person doesn't value you and you try to talk to them about it, then it's like talking to a brick wall. So they're not going to listen anyway. You know, so at least out of respect for yourself, then you just, okay, you gave it your best, you practice skills, get moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Someone in that way, because you can't make someone value you. You can't make
someone
love
you. Absolutely.
You know.
Can't make somebody love you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You really
right.
can't. You know, and if you have that ultimate chemistry, you won't have to make them do anything. You don't even have to ask. It's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's right.
You know, but like I said, it's unfortunate that some people have to, you know, they put all their time and then they find out that that's not what they wanted.
Right.
Excuse me. That's not what they wanted, and it, you know, somebody ends up hurt.
Right.
Yeah, but you still have a lot of people who choose to deal with that. You
understand?
They choose to like, okay, well, you know what? Even like I was explaining earlier, like a domestic violence. You understand? You have people that deal with that domestic violence, and they go around and say, oh, well, he loved me, he don't mean it. What I was watching the other night, Sparkle, when the guy beat her up.
Yeah.
That came on the other night. Speaking of that, you understand? Oh, that's my man, such and such, and he don't mean to do this, and he don't mean to do that. But what you fella realize is that's a controlling person.
That's a crazy
to
person.
yeah. If you watch the movie, you realize at the end, he killed her because he beat her to death.
Yep. He ended up killing her, taking her out.
Yeah.
Well, you have those people that are not strong or either have low self-esteem. That's why mental abuse is just as bad as physical, if not worse. So, you know, he's probably had her thinking, he has a person thinking so much to, you know, pull her down to his standard or whatever the case is, so this is all she knows. This is what she thinks is right. Then she finds herself protecting him because this is all she knows now. All she knows is him because this is what, mentally, this is what he's done to her. You know? He made her think that she can't do no better. Oh, don't nobody want you. Or, you know what I'm saying? I've seen stuff like that happen in real life. You know? Where a guy, you know, mentally beat a woman down.
Mm.
You know, and a person has to actually know their worth. Know who you are. Know yourself. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? Know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's so right. important. If you don't know who you are in the beginning of this relationship, you'll never know who you are. Because you're going to,
exactly.
now you're going to find yourself trying to make yourself to be out what he wants you to be instead of being yourself and y'all hooking up with who each other is. You understand what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
So
hold the line for 1 minute. We have another caller. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you all tonight?
Hey, what's this, Rachel?
Right.
It sounds like it's Rachel.
It sure is. It's Diva Rachel.
Oh, Miss Rachel. Oh, I ain't heard from you in a while. What's going on with you, Miss Lady?
He was all in the building.
I ain't heard from you in a while. I know.
Thank you very much. I haven't called in on a Friday in a while, so I had to, it's a new year, new me. I got to start it off right. Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year.
I heard a little bit about the topic, but I would like for them to be brought up to me again.
Okay. The first topic is, how can you be with someone that's too controlling, and how do you love someone that don't want to be loved? But then we had Miss...
Oh, I missed half of them.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get that one.
No, go ahead, finish though.
Yeah. That's those are the main two topics.
Okay.
You know, but then we had Kim, Lavina, Rita, I don't know which one it was, that came on and said, how do you be with someone that don't know the value of the love? If I'm not mistaken, that's what she said.
How do you be with someone
who doesn't value you?
Yeah, and
Rich Money, you said I could ask the question.
Yeah, I'm not, no, I'm not denying your question. I'm adding it on to the topic. That's what I'm doing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, well, first of all, controlling, how can you be with someone that's controlling? Obviously, if you're with someone who's controlling, your self-esteem is low, and you're allowing that person to control you. You're lacking something major in yourself, within yourself, if you're allowing someone to control you. Now, the next topic, how can you love someone who doesn't value your love?
Who doesn't value your worth?
There are people who were brought up just cold and heartless environments, so they don't know how to love, nor do they know how to value love. So you have to know yourself first, and know that type of person, and know that they too can show love and can value love as long as they're shown. If you really love that person and value that person, you're going to be patient enough to help them to learn how to value and appreciate what you have to offer them. If that makes sense.
Amen.
Right, you're right. Okay. Some people do have to be taught, and it's crazy. Like you said, they know is abuse.
Yeah.
You know, which is the main thing is an abuse, or it is just the lack thereof. You know,
that's
so
right.
They really don't know how to give it. They, like you said,
right.
Some people thinking they're in love, and you actually aren't. You're lusting. You're lusting
exactly.
Behind something.
Exactly.
I agree.
Good point.
I agree.
That's a good point. That's a good.
Yeah.
We have another caller. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
What's up, GQ family?
Oh, Lord, what is going down?
We got the senior diva in the building.
Happy New Year.
We got the whole
senior diva. I can't.
We all got the whole diva in the building.
That's right. We taking
over.
We got
the whole diva squad in the building.
The squad is in the building.
Happy New Year,
wow.
Rich Money.
Hello, Miss Senior Diva.
Kim, Rachel, Angie, the whole nine yards.
What's going on with you today?
I'm trying to make it do what it do, how it do it, when it do it, how I want to do it.
Hey, okay.
I was going to say praise the Lord till you said all of that, but okay.
Praise him, baby, because I'm trying to praise him,
too. The switch, you had to shift it on a little bit.
Hey, the Lord ain't mad at me because I'm trying to make it do what it do, how it do it, when it want to do it, and want to do it.
You got yourself that.
Even if
you
got yourself. Apologize after.
Wait. Wait, look, you by yourself with that. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, even if I got to take his backflips, he's still with me.
Oh, what? You sit by yourself right now. You by yourself.
I'm sorry, Rich. What was
Just stop it. All right. Oh, listen. You ain't on a Wednesday show. I don't play that.
He done shot a jail. He done shot a jail real quick. Wednesday show. Okay.
The boys.
No, I listen to every show, and I heard her doing that on the Wednesday show with Chick Chick. Hey, can't say that for Wednesday. Anyway, the topic is, how can you be with someone that's too controlling, and how do you love someone that don't want to be loved? And then Miss Kim doing her topic, you know, how do you love someone that don't value your love?
Wow, that was too much for me to handle at one time. But anywho, that controlling.
Come on.
That controlling, I've been there, done that. It's not a good feeling. And it caused me to have some real nasty, hateful ways. Mm. I would end up, I'm serious. I would end up going to an extreme that I didn't need to go to. But it was to get my point across because you thought you was controlling me.
Mm-hmm.
And you had full control of me. But I had to back him down. I don't care if you're a man or what. You're not going to control
him down,
me.
Shut him down.
You know, I've been raised once.
You got to play that Onyx song tonight. Honestly,
I've been raised once. I can't be re-raised. My father and mother did a hell of a job raising me. So don't come in here thinking that you can control this. I'm uncontrollable.
Oh, you go, girl.
Flash.
You be in boss mode. I'm the boss.
And
but, you know, sometimes when you try to go control, when you try to go against a controlling person, that makes them madder.
Yeah,
exactly.
It does.
You know what? It shows.
It does.
It really, truly shows because, I mean, you know, once I took it for a minute, but then I start thinking, wait a minute. First off, you're younger than me, which you ain't really got a lot to do with it, but, you know, age ain't number to number.
But
at the same time, you're not going to control this.
I know that's
not
right.
Your child. Control your daughter. Control your son or whoever. I am not the one to go for it. But it took me a minute to really just, you know, to really just let it go. And once I did get it out, well, it didn't help too much, but I mean, I still had to keep going in. And, you know, after a while, the arguing, the disagreements, it gets old.
Yeah,
it gets really, truly
when
old.
When you get to a point in a relationship where the bad is outweighing the good,
we got to go.
Short.
Right.
It ain't no something to somebody. Somebody got to hit
the
damn brakes.
I'm saying I miss you. Oh, I know. Oh, do you really?
Yeah,
guess
I miss you
what?
Too.
I was just trying to make you feel good, but you know what? At the end of the day, I could care less. You ain't been around no way, so no, I ain't miss you. I was just trying to make you feel good. I'm trying to boost your ego because you think you got it like that.
Yeah. But you know what? I'd rather somebody...
Ego. Boost my ego. Why I gotta boost your ego for?
Exactly.
How about that?
Right.
Exactly.
Boost my ego.
You
I'd rather a dude call me and say, "Listen, I just want to get a little bit," than to try to sweet talk me and all of that other stuff. Call. Be straightforward with me.
I mean, you know what? That's why I'm going through what I'm going through now. Because you see that I'm trying to move on, and now you want to call. Hey, what's up? What you doing? What you doing late? I'm doing me. And him, if he be here.
But
it won't be you that I'm doing.
Flip-flops.
But, you know, it took me almost 4 years to go there.
Lord.
So, girl.
Stop it. I hear that.
And as far as, you know, the being in love with somebody not valuing your love, that's a hurting thing.
Especially
when you give your all, You know, and for a minute, you know, that person may give theirs. He may give his for a minute, you know, to boost you up like, okay, everything is hunky-dory. But at the end of the day, you still see those signs. It ain't about that. You're not even into it like I am. So why should I keep trying?
Yeah.
I got to let go.
Yeah, enough is enough already.
Listen, I was with my ex-husband for 21 years, okay? If I could let that go, a 4-year, 2-year, 3-year, 5, 6, 7 years, ain't nothing.
Go on, girl.
I hear that.
Wow.
I hear that.
Ow.
Listen, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do for you first.
You understand
me to
what
do
I'm saying?
Because I ain't getting no younger, and I want to be happy. I want somebody I can call my own, not Sue Searles and James and Paulies and whoever else.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. What happens if somebody comes to you and say what makes you happy, right? And you tell them what makes you happy, and then they don't oblige. Like, that you wasted your time? Like, really? You know what? And my thing is, if you're with somebody anyway for a while, they should automatically know what makes you happy. They shouldn't have to even. That shouldn't be a question.
You understand
what I'm saying? You already know what makes me unhappy, and you've managed to do that without question. So. you should know what makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? So come on, now get it together.
I mean, you know, and especially after like 4 years, if you don't know me by now, you'll never know me.
Boy, I dare you.
Ain't that what that song said?
You're not.
If you don't know me by now,
you will never know me by now.
You know, because your ego been boosted up a little bit too much that you're a fine tenderoni or whatever the heck you want to call yourself. But guess what? At the end of the day, your looks were so deceiving at the end of the day. But
all that looks good to you ain't good for you.
Well, everything that shine ain't gold either.
That's right. Same, girl. Trust me, we can get a show going with metaphors, and my grandmother got them for days.
I've been going through it for a minute, and I'm getting tired, and you're trying to bring the devil out of me, but you ain't going to do it, because, hey, I'm trying to be a different person this year. I'm not going through what I went through in 2013.
Right, but you only going through it because you allow yourself to go through it.
Once you
put that wall up and you said, you know what, listen, Kick Rocks, I'm done, step off, I don't want to deal with you, you got to say it back.
You got to say it.
I'm going to have to start blocking numbers.
Right.
And just be like, you know what, I can do this.
But the minute you're like, you allow him to say, hey, how you doing? What you doing?
Exactly.
I'm not your friend. I'm your ex. Play your position. I don't think so.
I know that's right. Blow your wall.
Or either when that phone call come in and the other one is here, babe, can you answer that for me, please?
You hurt his feelings now.
But you know what, though?
The sad part of that is you could do that if you want to, but that day that person's not there and you slip up and you answer that phone, guess what? He's going to come extra hard telling you everything you want to hear and then some. And if you're vulnerable that day, you're going
to
fall for it. That's why you should do that. You stand first.
Well, you got to
get rid of that baggage first. You get rid of that baggage.
Wait a minute. What if I decide to let that other one come on in and just stay here?
You're new here when the phone rings. You're new?
What? No, because you got to be ready for that. Come on, you got to play on that.
That's true. Mentally and physically, you do have to be ready.
You got to pray on that.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, ladies. Hello.
Hey, Rich Money.
How y'all doing?
Hi.
Okay. This is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to give me y'all final thoughts on the
She wants another hour.
You started something, Rich Money. You done started something.
You know, I'm sorry, but you know, I got an R&B sensation coming up, Jarrell Kemper.
Okay.
And I have Elias coming on. I don't know if y'all heard that song, Follow Me.
Yes, Follow Me, yes. Indeed.
Follow
he's
me.
Coming on. He's,
I'll start dancing.
You don't have a party without playing that song.
Yeah.
You know better than have the whole Diva Squad on at one time.
But we got you, though. Listen.
Okay.
I'm going to
go first, kid. Real love is real love. You understand what I'm saying? And you have to know you in order to know it. So.
All right. Okay. I like that.
Food for
thought.
I like that.
I'm going to say, if you don't love yourself, it's impossible to love somebody else.
And you know it. Better know it.
I'm going to say, know yourself and pay attention to those red flags.
Red flags.
My final thought is control is if you think you can control this, you out of commission because I am not going there this year.
Boy.
And you can spell P-E-R-I-O-D, period.
Point blank.
Spell period.
Wow. Okay. Well, ladies, my lines is flooded. I want y'all to stay on the line if y'all choose to, because the next R&B station is Darrell Kemper, and I think y'all going to love his music. Feel free to, you know, give your thoughts on it. We have him on the air coming up next.
Married?
And after him, we got Elias coming on.
Oh, my gosh, T.
You know what? I ain't messing with her tonight.
You better mute her. She on the roll.
Uh-huh, she sure is.
But
stay right there,
don't
let
the man move in.
Okay.
Stay right there, don't move. We'll be right back with Darrell, all right? All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Dirty shorty about to get with two legs bold. Clean,
In the dirtiest streets where the killers is parasitic, all they do is feed. OT where there's no winter, G's in the go-getters. Young boys are dead, you're on the corner, where they call cheddar. She produce a product you need. Bad freaks named Alicia have her moving them keys. And I ain't talking about the singer or piano with the fingers on the app, where they re-up making cash, where they sell cheetah. Speed, hustle harder, don't eat. And if you ain't welcome over here, then you better leave. And if the man speaks the threatens and he won't stop yelling, dude, just won't kick rocks, then this is what you tell him. Tell him, take it on the hop, take it on the hop, take it on the hop, take it on the hop. If you know what I mean, know your boy gotta keep something slick up his sleeve. Money green, what I network, believe I'm an expert. Skilled in the field of tripling my net worth. Behave hard, never been afraid of none of y'all. Plus I hit hard, stay in the Bronx like A-Rod. On the scene where they bubble up, team make them double up. Mad cause we carry kerosene, make them burn it up. Muscle game weak, he about to catch a hernia. Ice grills could kill, then he would be a murderer. But that's about it cause he ain't really about to keep coming in like you big, then he go. Get out it, out slim. You don't want it with them, cause wow. We can make a perfect blend of the ground of your chin. And if the man wanna bleed, acting like he won't breathe, hit him with the ultimatum, pull out or get squeezed. Yeah. Take it on the hop, take it on the hop, take it on the hop, take it on the hop. Burn it, burn it up, burn it, burn it, burn it up, burn it, burn it up, burn it, burn it, burn it up. If you know what I mean, wore the right amount of bread, said she'd do anything. You see that she would get low, imagine for the whole low. Homegirl won't bring a friend cause he says he cut though. This is how you stunt though, say they both can't go. Invitation just for the arrangement so you don't know. Don't wanna be a man, huh? I ain't with the handcuffs. Know you wanna slide, so just get inside the damn truck. Ready for your plans up, I'm a busy man, love. Next time you see me, probably be in Atlanta. Cool with the scramblers, move with money handlers. Cool shots on corporate level blocks, etc. Coming better, hurry up. Small talk, shut it up. Need a package delivered and you can be the carrier. I keep on riffing and she just won't listen. Stick to the script, miss, or you take it on the hot. Take it on the hot, take it on the hot, take it on the hot, take it on the hot. You gotta burn it up, burn it, burn it, burn it up. Burn it, burn it up, burn it, burn it, burn it up.
Sensation Darrell. Darrell, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man.
Darrell, you there?
Yes, sir.
Are you there? Oh, I'm right here. Okay, sir. What's going on, Darrell? What's going on?
What's poppin', man? What's going on with you, man?
Not too much. Not too much. You know, I want to thank you for coming on. Your music is
no
fire.
Problem.
You know,
no
your
problem.
Music is
thank
definitely
you,
fire.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt. Now, Darrell Kemper, am I saying it right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, how did you come about that being your stage name? Is that your government name, or is it a government name you choose to pronounce it as your stage name, or how did that come about?
It's actually my government name, but stage-wise, I just go as Darrell. But I've been really debating on adding the Kemper to the equation. You know what I'm saying? You know, so everybody can know it's me. Yeah, that's how
that came
about. Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you. At one point, I'm seeing you was a choir director.
You was a choir director?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wasn't a choir director. my choir director, I have a song that's called Underrated. I'm not sure if you heard it. But actually in middle school, in middle school, I was a choir director's favorite. My choir director, Saint Aladdin, he helped me perfect my craft music wise, learning different instruments, vocal wise, and he really inspired. He was a big inspiration to why I'm doing the music. So I really thank him for like really giving me, you know, giving me the opportunity and getting me into music. Because beforehand, I wasn't really, you know, I mean, I loved music all my life since I was smaller, but he really brought it out of me, and I really thank him for that.
Okay, so he's the main one that got you started into singing. How old was you when you first started singing?
Ah, man, middle school. I mean, I was singing when I was smaller, so I could say like around the ages of 7 to 8 up until now. It's been a long time, man. It's been a long time coming.
Wow. Because I see you was on 106 at Park. You was in Michael Bivins' Talent Search. You opened acts for Melissa Morgan. What was that like to open up for Melissa Morgan? Tell us about that.
Oh, man. Growing up, I listened to a lot of older stuff. I heard a lot of Melissa Morgan songs. Being raised in my early ages by my grandmother and my grandfather, and I heard a lot of her music, and just it inspired me just, you know, to be on that level, just to be able to open up for her. She's an amazing singer. She's an amazing artist, songwriter, and it was just a real big thing for me, real big thing for me.
Now, he was also on WPGC 95.1, New Artist of the Week.
Oh, okay, yeah, WPGC. Now, that was actually 102.3.
I got 95.5. Go ahead.
Artist of the Week. I was chosen Artist of the Week. I sent them a song, the underrated song. I guess they love what they heard. And hit me up on the Twitter, added me, and told me that they were selecting me the Artist of the Week. And that led on to like a couple months. I've been Artist of the Week for like. That was a real huge blessing because I got a lot of more exposure, more fan base from the area just because of that. So that was a blessing. That was a real good blessing for me, man.
Wow. Now, as far as I know, we have an exclusive that none of them heard. Crank Radio, none of them, which is
nobody. Nobody.
Nobody heard this yet
at all.
Tell us about that single.
Yeah, it's Limits. Ah, man, Limits is, that's like my baby, man. It didn't take much for me to incorporate and put it together. It was actually a true story. I had a friend that I was very interested in, but we were just, you know, best friends. We had the best friend title. But, you know, one day I just got tired of it. You know what I'm saying? I really had feelings for this girl. And I came at her. I came at her strong, and so did I felt. And it worked out for, you know, a couple of months, but after that we realized that we should have kept it the way, you know, it was. But I still love her to this day. We still good friends. And this song was inspired by her, so, you know, I hope everybody likes it.
All right, so you know what? We're going to get into that right now, all right? All right, check this out, Dawes and Diva. This is an exclusive, never heard nowhere else besides here. Darrell Limits. Remember where you're at. EQ Palace. Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I'm ready.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Beautiful smile, and there's a to be friends with someone knowing that you're both in love with each other.
Can we be a little more, baby? Take the limits off, maybe. Can we be a little more, baby?
A little more,
take the limits off, maybe.
Oh.
Kids making off of that building right there. Now, hey, I just keep it real with you. You know, I just keep it real.
Hey, man.
I apologize because we have, you know, I apologize because we have all types of listeners on here as well. You know, to the youngest, you know, excuse Rich Money for that one right there. I said that a long way ago.
Oh,
don't do nothing until you're like 35. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
So now let me ask you.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that comes to mind before you step on that stage? Now, I know with Melissa Morgan, it had to be like an experience. So what's the first thing that came to mind?
Right. Nerves. Nerves, man. Like, I'm not going to lie, I still get jittery. Nerves. Thinking about, you know, how I'm going to execute the crowd, how I'm going to entertain them, how I'm going to get them to be engaged with me. You know, just coming up with methods and everything. Just some deep thought, just focus, you know what I'm saying? Just real focus. And each and every time, man, it come out great, man. I thank God for, you know, giving me the energy, the spirits to go out there and do it.
Wow. We actually have a caller on the line for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
I sure am.
Right.
Ooh-wee. See, Rich Money, you messed up because when you was talking about that be making music. Oh my goodness, Darrell.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, and yourself? I'm great.
Oh, I'm real good now, but I need that as my ringtone.
I'm just glad you like it. I'm glad you like it.
I didn't just like it. I love that one. And
man,
you need to tell me
that.
How I can put it on my phone for my ringtone.
Most definitely, I'm definitely going to keep you all posted on when I drop everything, the mixtape, everything, the song.
Oh, you haven't dropped it yet?
No, ma'am.
This is an exclusive. Nobody heard it yet.
Oh,
exactly.
My God. Oh, when it do drop, you about to be paid, sweetheart.
Hey, man,
that
friend.
Was,
oh,
wait. Man, I'm almost speechless over here.
It's all love.
Listen,
it's all love.
I done put in the forum, I thank God that I can't make no more babies. I can't have no more babies because somebody be in trouble.
That's love, man. Yes,
I just
yes. want to
tell you, if you doing it like that, honey, listen, I am your biggest fan.
Oh, man.
I want you
I
to know
it.
I am your biggest fan. I'm going to continue
Thank
to listen to this.
Thank
I'm going to find you wherever you are.
Don't be stalking the people now.
I need to find you because I need to listen
man.
To that daily.
Oh, yes.
Not
sure.
just weekly,
sure.
daily. I need that daily. I need that in my life.
That's what's up, man.
But you're doing up. Real good, sweetheart, and keep up
yeah.
the good work.
Most definitely. I appreciate that.
You know, and always keep God first, which I know you are because I heard you mention him.
Yeah.
And like I said, I am a fan of yours now. As of today, tonight, I am
yeah.
a fan of yours.
I really appreciate that. I really do.
No problem.
Yeah.
Hands down to you.
100.
All right.
All right. Hold on. We have another caller for you, Darrell. Let's bring them on. Hello,
okay.
caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. I am here. That was a nice, it was so refreshing.
Wow.
That
thank
track
you.
Was very refreshing. And
wow.
I do have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
They know I like to talk, so I'm not
I am.
My first question is, where are you from? I hear you have a little accent.
Yeah, and I'm actually from the DMV area.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
You do have. Now, another question is, if ever, is there any other artists out there that you compare yourself to?
Me personally, I really don't really like to compare myself to nobody, but I get a lot of people that compare me to artists, such as like a Trey Songz or
okay, yeah, a little something.
Yeah,
a little bit. I can see that happening with the Trey Songz and everything. I really
yeah.
do. I can see that happening.
But yeah,
and,
I get Trey Songz a lot. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite artist?
My favorite artist, Tank, man. I know y'all know about Tank, man. Tank is
Tank.
to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
Tank.
Yeah,
right.
He's amazing.
Yeah, Tank
amazing.
Is right. Tank,
yeah.
Tank definitely. Right. So
exactly.
One more question again, because I can go all night with questions. But what quality do you see in yourself that separates you from any other artist?
To be honest with you, I'm just real original. I keep it real. I keep it 100.
Okay.
I tell more so stories than anything. I try to keep most of myself positive. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not out here trying to. You know, I mean, it's always good to have, like, a good, you know, nice little chill vibe club song, but I like to, you know, make music that people can vibe out to, man. Music that's, you know, that can never end.
Okay.
You know, so, like, uplifting music.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. Definitely
yeah.
doing the damn thing with that. That song was
oh, yeah.
very nice. That was a very nice track. Like I said, it's refreshing.
Yeah, much love.
It definitely is, and, you know, you just keep at it and do what it is you do.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you write your own lyrics?
I do write. Me and I have a sister that also writes with me, so you know, okay. we're a little duo right now. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's what's up. And all right, my last question. I said that 2 questions ago, but one more question is there of any in the industry? Is there any artist that you would like to work with?
Oh man, yeah. For one, Tank, you know, being one of the very first artists I would love to work with.
Okay.
Brandy, I love Brandy.
Okay.
Brandy, and it's a lot of people, man. It's so much.
It's a lot of genius in the music industry. People that, that write very well and stuff like that. There's a lot of people in the underground that has a lot more talent than people that are in the mainstream.
Mainstream,
it's just sometimes it ain't what you know, it's who you know. So, you know what I'm saying? You just got to keep it on deck. So when you run into that who you know, you got what they know in your hands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What they need to know in your hands. So, it's all good. It's all love. That's what's up. And keep up the good work, though, with your music.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. We have another call for you, Duval. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, we want to air with Duval.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Yes, you want to air with Duval. Yes, you want to air with Duval.
Hi.
Hi,
Duval. This is Dominique.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm from the DMV as well.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, really? Okay. Tell me something.
Yes, I'm... What? Darrell, I come to all your shows that you have in the DMV.
Wow.
Okay.
I
follow your music.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you could put your other songs out there, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So you need to let everybody know that, you know, that's not your first song.
Exactly. Oh, I know it's not, but it's one of my best songs.
One of your best songs.
Yeah,
I believe that too. I love a lot of work that you do.
Oh yeah, we got more. It's nothing. It's easy. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Darrell, I love you so much.
Oh, yeah, I love you too, man.
Oh, Lord.
Darrell, do you know what this is?
Hey.
Nah, who's this, man?
You're not one of those low-down, Dirty Shame fans like Jada Pickett was when she seen Homeboy from the...
Darrell, I have pictures with you.
I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
So, what's your plans, Darrell?
What's my plans? I'm actually working on the EP right now. It's called The Introduction. Putting together some good music for the people. Release date later February, early March. So, you know, y'all just be looking out for it.
Okay, so are you planning on doing a video for that song that you just released?
I do. It's in the works. It's definitely in the works. I've been talking to some producers about it now. We're talking about, you know, the screens, the fans, and everything. So, yeah.
Okay, so do you think it's possible I could be in that next video?
Oh, Lord. Lord. Wait, you know what?
Anything is possible, man.
Oh, Lord. Why don't you stand in line? We're going to get into his next single called Crazy.
Oh, wow, man.
Oh, man, no. Go ahead, Dominique. What else do you have for Darrell?
Wow.
I just want to know how could I get in contact with Darrell to be in his next video.
Oh, Lord.
It's real. Oh my God, follow me on Twitter, man. Follow me on Twitter.
What's your Twitter name?
Darrell the Singer, D-A-R-E-L-L-E-D-A.
Exactly, I follow you on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Dominique, you stay right there. Stay right there, don't move. But I just want Darrell to introduce his next single. It's called Crazy. Darrell, would you like introduce the next single, Crazy? Dominique, stay right there. Don't move, okay?
Yes, all right. God,
stay right there. All right. Darrell, introduce the next. Darrell, introduce the next single, Crazy.
I got you. This is the real right here, man. Next single right here is Crazy. I hope you all love it.
Oh, Lord. Let's make it happen.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I don't take them serious. I listen to my mind, cause my heart be delirious. My mind's telling me to go, but my body's craving you. Every other day it's where you at or where you been. Same old story, man, here it goes again. I wanna be with you, but girl, you're crazy. I said I swear that you're crazy. Sometimes I just rather be alone. You always asking, grabbing for my telling me to back away, yeah. Hey, won't you sit around and make up stories in your head? Asking, are you the only one that's sleeping in my bed? I wanna be with you, but girl, you're crazy. I said, I swear that you're crazy. Sometimes I just rather be alone. Than you always asking, grabbing for my phone. Why you?
Lady Stalker wanting. What's going on, Darrell? I'm feeling that joint. That song could have came on at a better time. Let me say, that joint is fire right there, too.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes it's good to have, you know what I mean, fans, but when fans get carried away like that, sometimes it makes an artist's big dream seem like a nightmare, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope it was somebody that you know that was just like, you know, maybe playing a little joke with you and they'll tell you later or something like that. But something like that you really have to be careful of. You want
exactly.
to when people play games like that. It's all right to play games, but then when you don't know who it is and they keep it in suspense, that really, it turns you down. It turns you off. You know, right. Understand what I mean? But, wow, crazy. How did you come up with that song? Tell us about that song.
Oh, man. Actually, the other half of this duo, my sister actually wrote the song. But she wrote it, you know, because it's a relatable concept for people all across the world. You know, we, especially as men, we go through a lot of problems with females and, you know, assumptions and, you know, them accusing us of this and that and wanting to go through our phone. But, you know, most of the time, you know, some of us, it is some good guys out there that's not, you know, not about that life, you know what I'm saying, that we are very faithful in everything and we're not doing, you know, what most dudes be doing out here, you know what I'm saying. It was very relatable, you know. So, yeah, that's how that came about.
Now, speaking of situations, you're a young man, you know, I don't know if you have a female, but if you have a female, in situations like that, dealing with it, how do you handle that situation where, you know, if you have a female and you got all these other females coming at you, you know,
right.
And, you know, you have them throwing the panties and all that, how do you handle a situation like that?
I mean, a situation like that, man, you got to, you know, you got to keep it 100 with your girl, man. You, especially like if you're in a relationship, and I mean, you just got to keep 100 with her, man. You got to, you can't really necessarily make her believe you, but you can feed her a lot of, you know, a lot of things. But a female is going to think what a female want to think, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, it's hard to convince a female to me. It's very hard to convince a female to me. I mean, I've been through it, you know, and I know how things go. So, yeah. Yeah.
Now, like I said, you was on BET. What was that feeling like to be on BET at the time? You know, what was the experience like?
That was a great experience, man. It was actually I featured artists with a friend of mine, and he was actually performing. I was just, you know, I did the hook for him, but it was Wild Out Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, you know, I had the jittery nerves and everything, but I overcame it. And it went real good, man. We didn't win a competition, but, you know, it was still a great experience and, you know, exposure and everything, so people would, you know, get a, you know, good look at who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now, let me ask you, what advice would you be able to give an up-and-coming artist if they come to you and want to get to where you at?
Oh, man, I got to tell them, man, don't stress, man. Don't stress over anything. Leave it to God. You know what I'm saying? You might get discouraged, you know, get thrown off track a little bit, but sometimes, you know, you got to find that peace, man. You got to, you know, wake up, man. You got to realize that this is what you really want to do, and you know, got to be willing to do whatever it takes. You got to make sacrifices, you know, everything to really reach that level. You know what I'm saying? And I've in the past, you know, I've been discouraged and everything, but I've overcame that, you know what I'm saying? So it's something I really want to do, so I don't have no choice but to keep going and keep pushing and pushing harder than I never have, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this, you can't give up, man. You just got to keep going for it, man. Like, if anything is possible, everybody has their time, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what I want to do, I want to get into one more of your singles, Underrated.
Okay, Underrated, okay, I got you.
Tell us about that one.
Underrated, early in the segment I was telling you about my choir director.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about him and just me coming up as an artist, coming up, you know, growing up, no mother in my life, raised by my aunt, which managed me now.
Mm-hmm.
Just my life story. Just a little bit of my life story. Not the full story, but just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And it's very inspirational. A lot of people was touched by it, and I hope the listeners get touched by it as well.
All right, but we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, there's some more Fire by Darrell Kemper, Underrated. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Yeah.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
It's Jay Knight.
Oh. Myself. You shake me up, lift it up off the ground. I search deep, music is what I found.
I know I will be great one day. I'm waiting patiently, I know my time will come. I know my time will come.
To my number one thing, I gotta make it to the top. Yeah, I know I am. I'm driving to be the best I can. To be successful, prove I'm all wrong. That's the plan. Turn my biggest hater into my number one thing. I gotta make it to the top. Yeah, I know I am.
When I thought I couldn't go on no more, turned to family, they had my back. Knew I had a gift, couldn't give it back.
Successful, prove them all wrong, that's the plan. Turn my biggest hater into my number one fan. I gotta make it to the top, yeah, I know I am. I'm driving to be the best I can. To be successful, prove them all wrong, that's the plan. Turn my biggest hater into my number one fan. I gotta make it to the top, yeah, I know I am.
About it, I definitely see you taking this whole music industry to a whole other level. You understand?
Man, I
you definitely got that Trey Song type feel to it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That makes the ladies go crazy. You understand? That's what.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
That feel. You understand? Now, who actually does your production?
Ah, man. Production wise, I work with a lot of people, numerous of people. The underrated track was produced by a guy named Jimmy J. Nice. He's from Atlanta. The Lemons track was produced by a guy in Germany. He goes by the name of Andre. I get beats from a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So it's just amazing. I'm just blessed to have people that believe in me, believe in my voice. It's blessing us, you know, to have them send me tracks over, you know, and just be able to work with them.
Yeah. Hold on, we got somebody. I believe we had this call. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh,
Darrell.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I'm not the stalker, okay? Listen, I'm not the stalker, though.
good.
How long have you been singing?
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm saying I've been singing since I was smaller. But I just started taking it serious when I was in high school. I graduated high school in 08. I was taking it serious after I graduated.
Wow!
Yeah.
Man, oh my God! You gotta hurry up and drop that. Seriously.
Actually,
I need
the
that ASAP. Yo,
really,
everything just is so. I mean, when you know they say nothing is perfect. Everything
yeah.
is perfect. Every song I've
wow.
heard. And
wow.
I'm going to tell you another thing that I love. I
yeah.
have not heard not one curse word.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Wow, I really appreciate that.
Wow. I'm telling
yeah.
you, I just asked to be a friend of yours, too. So
oh,
you
Lord.
Got to.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not a stalker. No. I need that music. I'm probably way too old for you anyway, but anywho, I need that music ASAP.
Oh, yeah, love, most definitely, most definitely.
But honestly, I will be keeping up with you.
Yeah.
Because your music is, like, really, really, truly on all that and some.
Yeah,
and keep up the good work. Don't let these stalkers bring you down, honey.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Don't want to get in your videos. Next thing they know, they'd be wanting to get in your pockets. Tell them
yeah.
to back up. Kick rocks.
All day.
But,
oh,
no,
man.
Seriously, I am definitely a fan of yours. No doubt.
All love. I really appreciate you. I really do.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on, Darrell. We have another caller for you.
You too.
Hold on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. You're on the air with Darrell Kemper.
Darrell, baby, you can sing to me anytime.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. What age group? What age group are you trying to reach with your music? Because you surely reach me, baby.
Oh my God, I appreciate that. I really do. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So is it the age group of 20s, 30s, 40s? What age group are you trying to reach?
I'm really trying to reach the. Oh my God! If I can reach the younger generation, I would love to. But
uh-huh.
I'm really trying to reach probably, you know, 20 and over, like you were saying, 20 and over.
Right. Wow. Well, I am
yeah.
definitely a fan. I'm definitely a fan. I truly
yeah.
am. I'm not a stalker either, but I'm going to request you. Al.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I love that. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Continued success. Continued success. I know I will be definitely going to one of your concerts in the future. Continued
yep.
success, baby.
Hello? Oh, okay. Wait. We had a problem. Darrell called just dropped. I was just informed. But we're going to, he'll be calling back in a minute. I'm pretty sure of it.
Okay.
Yes, his music. But you know what I'm going to do for y'all? This is what I'm going to do for y'all. I want y'all to listen to one more of his singles while we wait for him to call back real fast, because we're going to need him to give his information and everything. So what I'm going to do is, just for y'all, since he got stalking ladies and everything, this song, one of the... Oh, man, in fact, I think that's him calling back right now. Hello, Darrell, that's you?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Okay.
My heart skipped a beat. I thought we lost him. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
I was just saying, continued success. Keep up the good work. I will definitely be attending one of your concerts in the future. Keep up the good
yes.
work, baby.
Yes, most definitely. I love you, man. I love you for that.
Mwah. Have a nice night.
You too.
I'm listening in, baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. We have somebody else for you, Darrell. Hold on.
Cool.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yes.
Again, another fire joint for you. Real
oh.
nice. You're doing it real good. But my question
yeah.
is, do you have any party joints?
any party songs. I'm currently working on some party songs right now. I'm actually currently working on that's going to be released on my new project.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm definitely working on that.
Yeah, because you know you got to be a little versatile, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
You don't want people getting bored. Huh? What'd you say,
Rich? I said, the man has got females knowing where he live and everything.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a little crazy right there. I'm like you. I hope you really know who she is and somebody calling just to be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, that crap ain't funny. But listen, be stalking.
Yeah.
Be a fan, but don't stalk me. Yeah, be a fan. I don't need no stalking.
I think it was somebody he probably knows.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's
like, I got pictures and everything.
Yeah, that was somebody.
I've been
doing
your shows. That was some crazy mess right there. I was here cracking up. Like, you know what? She might have gave us a new show. A new topic for Wednesday night. Divas,
sure.
She might have gave us a new topic on stalkers and how to deal with them.
Yeah.
Nah, but for real, though. But, your tracks, they're hot. They're hot tracks. You know what I'm saying? But you got to have that one party joint, at least one party joint. Like,
I agree.
People moving. Like, let them know that it's more to you than just slow music. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know. And don't be afraid to reach out if you ever need.
Oh, no, no problem. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. No vibe. All right. But we have another caller for you. Hold on, dude.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with Darrell Kemper.
Hey, this is Dominique again.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm not a stalker. I'm just a big fan of his. I've been following Darrell music for a while now, and I wanted to know if you all can play my song, I Loved You.
I would love to, but we don't have that one yet.
Darrell, you don't have that available?
You said, do I have it available?
It's on YouTube.
Yes, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, but that probably was something that she like you already had. The songs we playing now is like it's exclusives that nobody heard or that's coming out or that's just coming out and everything. It's, you know, recent material. But
yeah.
If you want to send that to
Underrated,
well,
was
Darrell,
it recent? That's around the same time.
Listen, Darrell, if you want to send us I Love You, we can rotate that as well. You understand?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely do that.
That's up to you if you want to send it. Because Dominique seemed to know, you know, where your song played, when it played, when you wake up, when you sleep, where you going, how far you going, where you at, where you going to be. So, you know, I'm thinking about getting Dominique's number and calling her to find out about you.
Yes, you can. Okay, it's a big fantasy.
I mean, all right, let me explain something. It's a difference between being a big fan and a fan that's overloading someone. You're a big fan, that's good.
Yes, I'm his number one fan.
But for you to say, Darrell, I mean, the picture is in Darrell. I was going to say, Darrell, you got to realize this man has a lot of people. He's not going to recognize just your one face. Sorry to bust the bubble, baby, but he's not going to recognize your one face. This man got tons of fans. It's good that you're a fan, you understand? But we don't, you know, every celeb, not even just speaking about Darrell, speaking about anybody, Puffy, Jay-Z, anybody, you understand? It's good to have fans, but you don't want to be a fan that's going to overload where, you know, like I said, let's say like the Wayne's brother, when she had his pictures all in the closet and candles lit and try to invite him to the house. And, you know, if you want to be a fan, you want to be a fan where, okay, well, if he's doing a signing, you're there. You know what I mean?
No, I would never go that far. Just a big fan of his. I just want the world to be able to listen to him and hear him.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, her call dropped.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's what it was. That's what I got to see. The call wound up dropping.
Oh, I'm here.
But you got to understand what I'm saying. It's a difference between, you know what I mean, all of that as well, you know.
Right. Right.
But
crazy night, good night though.
Hello, Darrell, you there? Hello? Hello, Darrell?
Yes, sir.
Darrell, did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
Yeah, did you hear me say give all your information, or did you didn't get that part? Because I was just informed by my switchboard operator you didn't hear me. I thought you had heard
me.
No,
I didn't.
I apologize to my switchboard operator. I'm very sorry. I thought he had heard me. I probably had a little technical difficulty, but I apologize. Give them all your information. Let them know where they can get your CD at. Let them know, you know, where they can buy the CD. Give them all your information. Your Twitter, give them all that.
All that. Okay, definitely. Yeah, definitely hit me up on the Twitter. My name is spelled Darrelle. At Darrell the Singer, DarrelleDasinger. You can also, you know, follow me on IG, Darrell Singer, DarrellSinger. And just be looking out for the mixtape, live mixtapes, Adaptive. There's, you know, different little blog sites and everything. Just be looking out for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we let you go, I want to know, what is the next step for Darrell?
My next step is really just expanding. I'm really counting on this mixtape to really, you know, I'm counting on it, but I already know it's in the works. I already know it's going to be a good mixtape. I already know people are going to love it. So I'm just, you know, ready to drop this thing, man, so you can have a nice summer.
Okay. Well, Darrell, you know, I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. It's definitely an honor having you on. You know, you are welcome back anytime. It is never a problem.
Love,
you are welcome back anytime.
Yes.
And make sure you get a those exclusive. You know, GQ Palace also have a magazine. We're going to put you in that. We're going to rotate your song. A couple of females that we had on as well, they was from the Diva Squad. I'm pretty sure they won't mind rotating the song on Wednesdays, because we rotate songs on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
For sure.
All right.
Definitely. I appreciate you for having me, my brother, man.
It was definitely an honor. You know, thank all the callers. You know, I had the females going crazy. I don't know what's going on, but, man, watch your back for those.
Well, you already know that, man. You already know
I am, man. Watch the back from the man. Because you had the lines on fire. They go, Lord. But, Joe, it's definitely an honor having you on. I definitely appreciate you. Like I said, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Much love, man.
All right. Anything you want to say before to the guests and everything before you leave?
Man, I just want to, man, I want to thank you for
having
me.
Shout out to Nola.
Man, shout out to everybody that's been holding me down since day one, man. Shout out to DMV. Shout out to the ATL, man. ATL been holding me down as well. Shout out to NYC. Oh, my God. Everyone that's been there for me, man, since day one, that's still believing in me, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Much love.
All right. No doubt. Like I said, you welcome back any time, Darrell. It's never a problem.
No doubt, man. Yes, sir.
All right. Darrell Kemper, Dodgers and Demons. All right, we're about to get crazy up in here. Coming up next, we got R&B sensation, club banging Elias in the building. And we're going to play his new singles, Happy and Beautiful. But before we get into that, we're going to bring y'all to one of his joints that's a classic, so y'all can really feel what it's about. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. Elias coming up next. It's
Friday
Butter,
night. I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby.
Thank you.
back to Group 2 Palace Love and Entertainment. And with me right now, I have the one and only Elias. Elias, welcome to the show. What's up? First, Elias, I got to thank you for joining us this evening, man. I know you were a busy man, and I know you got a lot of things going on. I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. My lines is flooded, so I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to hear what's going on with you and hear those new singles.
Yes, yes. I'd like to tell you thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on GQ Palace, Rich Money. You know, what's up, good. New York, Jersey, Philly, Connecticut, tri-state area?
No doubt, no doubt. I definitely appreciate it. Now, let's get to your name, Elias, because then I want to get to that Follow Me track before we get to the rest of your track. But let's get to your name, Elias. How did you come up with that name?
Well, it's Alliance, which, I mean, it was it used to be two of us, and what happened was we grew up together, so we just took the, it was Alliance, but we took the L-Y, we kept the L-Y and just put us, and it made that's what made Alliance.
Okay.
So believe it or not, we used to be Elias.
Oh.
It was Elias, but then what happened was a rock band that was out, so we had to change it. So we came up with that, you know, Alliance between me and him, and then we took the half part off and just changed it to us. So Alliance between me and him, because we grew up together as, you know, kids from knee high.
Okay. Now, Follow Me. You've been performing that for over 20 years, and that song is still crazy in the club. Now, what is that feeling like to know, like, all right, I did this song way back then, and now the new millennium is still going crazy over this song?
You understand? You know, Rich Money, sometimes I sit back and all I can do is say it's got to be God. It is God. It is God because, I mean, I can't even explain it. This song just has longevity, you know what I mean? I think it's one of the only clubs, it's a few others, but my song is probably at the top of the list that has been playing this long and continue playing like it is, you know.
Now,
powerful.
Now, you're a singer, performer, writer, producer, arranger, family man. How do you balance everything? Considering the fact that you're still going on tour now, you got your new joint, Beautiful and Happy, that's going crazy. How do you balance everything out?
Well, you know, you got to be kind of consistent. You know, thank God that, you know, I have the wife that understands, you know, we've been together for 20-something years. So, you know, the music has always been a part of me, you know what I mean? And balancing out, you know, you just got to put time in both of them. You just can't let one neglect the other. So I try to just give equal, you know, time to both of them.
Wow. So as far as you being like a, I'm going to call you a legend because that's what you are, a legend. How do you feel about the music that's out now and the financial status that they're getting now compared to what y'all was getting back then? You understand? Well, I ain't going to say that because your music is still, like, out there. How do you feel about the music that's out now compared to what you was doing back then?
Well, with me, you know, a lot of people, a lot of things about that Alliance has always been a group that always wanted to uplift my people, or all the people, you know what I mean? We like to deposit a seed, deposit a great seed, not a bad seed. And, you know, the music today, you know, I don't knock their hustle, but, you know, it's music is powerful, man. And, you know, you got kids that will emulate or think that it's more than what it is. And, you know, I just want to be able to deposits. I want something great to come out of somebody listening to my music and being encouraged.
Mm. So let me ask you, what is it about Elias that brings this phenomenal type of music to you? Like, what do you actually do to get your groove going to bring you this type of music? Because I heard Beautiful and Happy. And that's fire as well.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you say that because it just comes to me. You know, of course, as a producer, you know, you're constantly always making music. But, you know, I like to just speak on issues or things that need to be, you know, things that need to be touched on, you know, like Beautiful. You know, I just felt that was needed because, you know, there are a lot of people that, you know, on the outside, they may look beautiful, you know what I mean? But on the inside, they may not feel beautiful. So I wanted to cover that aspect. And then the other aspect of on the outside, you might not look that beautiful, but regardless of what people think, God has chosen you for a reason, and you are beautiful. And then happy.
Go ahead. That's what I was going to ask you about happy. Go ahead.
And then happy. What I wanted to do, I felt like there wasn't a club step record. So I wanted to kind of accomplish that club step record. So the happy part came about. That's what that came about. I wanted to do a step club, you know, like direction, giving you directions to do, you know, like a feel-good party record, just all positive, just all feeling good, taking you back to those days when it was just all about partying, everybody felt good, love in the air, no problem, you didn't have to worry about nothing, and I definitely wanted to go in that direction with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into Happy, your single real fast.
Okay.
That dance joint. Now, like you said, Happy is that type of song, that dance, that feeling. But what made you actually decide to call it, to do a dance to it? Because Happy is the dance as well. So what made you decide to call it Happy and to do the dance, to make up a dance for it?
Well, I decided, believe it or not, the Happy, the hook, I kind of get a twist on it because I got the Happy from the Barney song. If you're happy, you know, clap your hands. But I kind of flipped it.
Oh, you know what? I was trying to think of where it came from. I was like, I can't remember where it came from. Okay.
So I kind of put a flip on it. But then, you know, as I started writing and it went into me kind of giving people kind of a direction or instructions on what to do, that's when that came about. I was like, you know what, let's just make it into a dance record, you know what I mean? That people can dance to it and go by the concept of what I'm saying in the record.
Okay. Well, you know what, we're going to get into that right now, all right?
Okay.
All right, Don's and Divas, here we go. This is by my man Elias. He's doing big things once again, taking it to another level. This is Happy here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. He's definitely taking it to another level. Remember that. It's butter, baby. Let's go.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man Rich Money.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Happy.
it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the right, y'all.
Everybody, let me see you groove. Do your moves, do your dance, do your steps. Hey.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the right, y'all.
Move to the right.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move, move.
Move to the right, y'all.
Move, move, move.
Now go left, y'all. Left, y'all. Left, y'all. Now go right, y'all. Right, y'all. Right, y'all. Now go left, y'all. Left, y'all. Left, y'all. Now go right, y'all. Right, y'all. Right, y'all. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the right, y'all. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the right, y'all.
Another banger for the clubs right there. I'm pretty sure you know that already.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another banger for the clubs right there. We have a caller for you. We're going to bring them all live. Hold on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Sitting up here trying to get my steps together. I want to know, has the line dance been created for that yet?
Good question. No, actually, no. It hasn't yet.
Do you plan on doing one, though?
Yes, I would, yes. Are you interested in making it up?
Heck yeah. Listen, I'm from the South, okay, and you know that's all we do. I was sitting up here trying to get it together. Okay, left, 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 right, right. Okay, clap, clap. Oh, I was doing all kind of things, stand up in the middle of the floor. But, yeah, it needs to be a serious line dance for that one.
Okay. So what I can do is when I have Rich Money, give you I'll give you my, what you call them? my website, or actually, matter of fact, I'll give you my manager's website. Which
okay.
Go ahead. You got a pen?
Sure.
And you just... You ready?
Yes.
Yeah, it's www.
Okay.
www.djkevski.com.
Say that again.
www.djkevski.com.
Okay, I'll get that from Rich Money.
Okay.
Most definitely.
All right.
Because that like he said, that's a club banger, and that was my only question, because when I heard it, I was like, they got to have a line dance to it.
Well, you know what? What's funny about what you're saying is because the record is not, actually, this is like the first time, this is like really that, you know, GQ Palace is really like breaking between him, between Rich Money and Kev Ski. This record is not, I mean, I perform it, but it's not out to the public. It's not out to the public yet. So I'm about to release it. So I want to do a video for it, but that was the only thing. Because I ain't a dancer. You know what I mean? I can swing a little bit. But that's a great concept. That will even take it to the next level. What you think, Rich Money?
Most definitely. I mean, she's a step into that. You know, and it's telling you what to do, basically.
Yes.
You just got to put your little moves in it.
Right.
And
right.
I love line dancing.
Yes.
And I definitely, I get my daughter while working on that, too. Trust me, we'll put something together now.
Okay.
But, yeah, you definitely need a line dance for that one.
Well, I thank you. I thank you so much.
And keep up the good work, and follow me. I have always loved that song.
Okay. Okay.
So I know I can enjoy the rest of it.
Yes. Yes, you can.
All right.
I thank you so much. Reach
no
out
problem.
To me, please. And matter of fact, my Facebook is Elias.
Okay.
Okay, you can reach me on Facebook, Elias.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
All right.
We'll exchange everything that between that.
Okay.
All right.
No,
all right.
No doubt. All right.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Hold on, Elias. We have another caller for you. Hello,
okay.
Caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air. Hello?
Yes. Hi, Elias.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Angie.
Hey, Angie.
How you doing?
Oh,
I enjoyed that track, you know, and like I was telling them before, we don't have a party unless we play and Follow Me. Matter of fact, New Year's Eve, we made them play it 2-3 times back-to-back because we had a Soul Train line going on. Had a Soul Train line going on. Oh, man. But, nah, I enjoyed the new track, though. And T actually just took my question. I was going to ask if y'all made up a line dance for the new song. But you answered that question already. So, but it's good to see that you're actually continuing, you know, your craft or whatever, as far as music is concerned. You know, it's good to hear people of an older caliber, you know, still in the game, because I struggle with a lot of new music. I struggle with it. You know,
right.
So it feels good to hear, you know, somebody who's been in for a while and still in it without shoving it down people's throat. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got a lot of people now get offended because you don't like Beyonce. No, I don't. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have to. So it's like, you know, you're getting bullied into music nowadays, and, you know, it just feels good to hear people that's been in for a while. So...
Well,
you're welcome so much.
I thank you so much. Well, you can reach me on Facebook, Elias.
Just, Elias, you know, Elias, you said?
Yeah, Elias. A-L-Y-U-S.
A-L-Y-U-S?
Yes, and I'll
I'm definitely going to look for you, huh?
Okay.
I will do. Yeah. So, but continue the music. Continue. Don't stop.
I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
He can't stop. He won't stop.
Yeah, can't stop, won't stop, rocking Cinderella, cause we get down. No, we stop.
Okay.
See, Rich, you about to get me started, Rich. You already know. You know how I do. So, but
thank
not kicking. You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Well, we have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on. Hold on,
okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Follow me along the...
It's me. My bad, y'all. I was just refreshing on that. Yo, my man. Peace, how you doing, bro? Yo, my name is Civil Fox, man. I'm from a group called Fantasy 3. Oh, thank you. But, man, I gotta tell you, man, I used to love that joy. I still love it. It was like... And I'm into rap music and stuff, you know, jazz, all that. But, man, I love that, man. That is blazed up. I was sitting here listening to him, and I'm in the kitchen cooking, and I had to call him, man. I had to just call just to say, yo, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no doubt. So you doing like an album now, or?
Well, I'm doing it kind of like an EP. What I'm trying to do is I'm doing like an EP, but I'm trying to do like a, you know how they do the mix CD. Everything is a mix CD now. So I'm trying to come up with a concept that I try to give a couple songs every couple of months. You know, I want to keep it special, but I want to keep it to my sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to your sound. Yeah, man. But you know, your sound is like a signature. You can actually apply that to other people's music. And, you know, do some collaborations, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's a great concept, brother. That's a great concept. You know, it's still good to hear somebody tell you, you know, other than what's going on today, you know what I mean? If it ain't the kids now, almost like if it ain't hip, you know what I mean, what's going on today. Ain't nobody really trying to create nothing these days. They just putting anything together, and people are going for it, unfortunately.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it's 24/7.
Yes, sir. It's the industry, really. That's in my opinion, you know. And the thing is since the music has changed and the way it's being manufactured and distributed and all of that, if you have a sound that you want to stick to, then why not? You stick to it. Don't conform to nobody else. You know what I mean? Because it's like at the end of the day, when you look back upon your legacy, you can say that you did it your way and you didn't conform. It didn't change. It didn't, you know what I mean?
That's true, brother. That's true. That's definitely
true.
Yeah,
brother. I really appreciate you, man. I appreciate your contribution to the world of music.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean,
thank you so much.
Yeah, no doubt. Your music has been played all over the place, man. London, Germany, Japan. You know, because I know you've seen your royalty segments. So, you know, I just wanted to give you some props, man. Much respect, too. You know what I mean? From a brother that I've been in the game for a minute and from a brother that's been listening to your joints from the fun house and places like, you know, the factory and at Roxy's and, you know what I mean? I remember them days, man. Even Studio 54, they was going, follow me.
Wow.
So, you know, so I salute you, my brother. I salute you, too.
Listen, brother. Look me up on Facebook, brother.
Well, you know what? I got your number, so I could just, you know, link y'all up if y'all want to do that instead of going through all the trouble.
That's what it is, brother. Let's link up. Let's build.
Yeah,
all right,
no
so
doubt.
Silver,
yes.
So, Silver, I'm going to hit you up and let Elias number, Elias hit you with Silver number. I'll take it from there.
That's what's up. You know, and I won't even say that you can Google Silver Fox Music US and find all my pages and everything. I won't say that. So we're going to link up later.
Okay. No.
that was a shameless plug right there. Yo, I get back, my brother.
All right, we have another caller for you, Elias. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Okay, you're on the
hey,
air. You have
you?
Elias on the line.
Well, Elias, that song is—it has its own unique sound. It's a really good song, and you brought back something a little different, which is cool. It's always a good thing to be different, and I just wanted to say that. And I'm calling from D.C.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to tell you thank you so much. You know, you can follow me on Facebook, or you can reach me at www.djkevski anytime you get ready, and I can get you some music out there in D.C., some new stuff.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Yeah. Keep on doing what you do.
At some point,
we'll run across paths.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a nice night. Bye-bye.
Now, Elias, let the listeners know some of the people. Now, let me put it like this, because I have my lines is flooded, like I said. Now, how hard was it for you to first get started? Do you think it's harder for you to get started now than it was for, for the people back then? Yeah. Explain that, sir.
You want me to really tell you the story? Are y'all ready for the story? This is the real deal. A lot of people know and some people don't know. I used to be a rapper.
Mm.
I was a rapper originally from the doorknob. And what happened was that it was a gentleman that I met, and I don't know if you know him. He's a well-known producer in the club industry. His name is Curry Chandler. And I hooked up with him, and we were doing music. You know, he was working on my rap stuff, and we were doing stuff. And one day he was like, yo, won't you, because I was a writer, you know what I mean? So he was like, yo, won't you write to this club beat? So I sung that song, I started liking it because I could always hold a note. Make a long story short, that passed on. And then what happened was the brothers that I grew up with in Jersey, they found that I was doing music. So my other boy was like, yo, let's get these guys together. Let's get you and Kyle and Kaylin, y'all get together and do a record. So what happened was we was down in Kyle's basement, and Kyle put his beat on. And when I tell you, I can be honest with you, I did not like that beat. Because it was something different about it. The Follow Me beat, I was like, what is that carnival music playing? It was different. So it kind of threw me off. I was like, so what happened was me and Brian, which is Kaylin, we didn't write at the beginning. We didn't write anything. We just got in the booth and started freestyling. We started freestyling. We were scatting, going. That's why the shooter dudes and certain things. We were battling, going back and forth, playing. And what ended up happening? We ended up writing two verses, me, Kyle, and Brian, and then everything else. You know what I mean? We was like, yo, we're gonna fix it. Don't worry about it. But when I gave it to DJ Camacho, rest in peace, DJ Camacho, it took off. And then it was out in 90. 2 years later, when I tell you, 2 years later, that record blew. So huge. It was like, just took off like a rocket. I couldn't even explain it. It just, one day we were here, and the next day, boom. Like, it just happened like overnight. It's like,
wow.
I mean, the record just went from, just bang. And I think about that all the time on how sometimes you just, just can't judge a record on by what you hear sometimes. Sometimes it's just one of those records. You know what I mean? If the word is right, you know what I mean? And it's funny, it's because I have this conversation with Kev Ski. When I came back into the game, because I took some time off, the problem that I had to realize is this. I was always trying to top follow me. And Kevsky made a great point. He said, you can never top that. There's nothing you can do that can top. You could put anybody. You could put R. Kelly on that record, and you still can't top that.
Yeah, that's one thing
follow
about Kev. He knows his music.
Yes. And I realized that follow me is just follow me. I watched that record. I watched that record make hip-hop jokers that don't even like club love that record. So we broke a lot of barriers with that record. And still are breaking a lot of barriers. It amazes me all the time with that record. I mean, I can't explain it sometimes. A lot of people say, "Are your record still on the radio?" I said, "I don't know."
That record's still on the radio.
They
play it in the clubs.
Besides Kev, he always play, you know, yeah, and they play it in the clubs. And I mean, you know, people call me from down south. It's on the radio. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow. You know,
And Kev is one of the coolest. I knew Kev over 20 years, and we just recently found each other. Like I told you, he the one who did my track when I was able to be in Rakim and him was the key on Profile. Kev Ski's the one who did the track. Yeah, he's a cool brother. Shout out to Kev Ski. He's doing a lot of things.
Rich Money, it's funny that you say that because he's a cool brother and he's low key. He don't push nothing out there. And when you told me that, I texted him like, "Oh, I didn't know you do beats. This is the second time I heard that."
Yeah, he did my two tracks a long time ago.
Yo, he's a great brother, man. You know, if majority brothers was like him in the game, I think all of us would be talking right about now.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And I always consider him an older brother. That's why a lot of people don't know too much about Rich Money and who I know, because I don't splurge it out there like that.
Right.
I don't splurge it out there like that. But let's get into your track, Beautiful.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Tell us a little bit about that joint right there. Tell us about that one.
Well, Beautiful, the point, what happened with Beautiful is that my little daughter, when she was, I believe, five, and she was a little overweight, and she had darker complexion, and some kids in school was picking with her, and it hurt me. It hurt me because, you know, kids do kids things, and it hurt me because I couldn't. There wasn't nothing I could do but just tell her, you know, that's just how kids are. But you are beautiful, and don't never let nobody tell you that you're not beautiful. So, when as I'm telling her this, that's where the song ends up coming into play because I thought about. It just ain't my daughter going through that. And then I even took it even deeper. It ain't just kids going through that. So I don't just talk about the kids. I talk about people. I talk about women that look in the mirror. And when you see them, they look beautiful. But in their mind, it says, "I don't look good." Or the way they were brought up. You know what I mean? A parent or a father or mother might have bashed them and told them things that surely are not true, because I always tell, you know, like when I tell people within the song, you're beautifully and wonderfully made, and God made you that way. So don't never forget that. Don't let the outer appearance or the inner appearance fool you, you know what I mean, because it's what's in your heart what makes you beautiful. Because you can look good but have an ugly heart, and if you have an ugly heart, then you really don't look good, because who wants to be around a person with the ugly heart?
Exactly. I definitely agree with you on that 110%.
Rich Money, you got me talking today. I normally be nervous on the radio.
This is a family thing here, man. It's a family thing.
GQ Palace. Shout out to GQ Palace. Rich Money. We're in the building, y'all. Tri-State. Love y'all.
No doubt. And this is right here is my man Elias Banger. Another one. Beautiful. Remember when you heard it. GQ Palace. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You're beautiful, yes, in and outside. You're beautiful, yes, so beautiful. You're beautiful, yes.
beautiful, yes. In and outside.
Elias,
I gotta tell you, when I first heard that joint, when I first heard
Elias,
I'm here.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, I hear something beeping. I don't know whether that's mine or, but I'm gonna tell you.
Is something beeping?
When I first, I'm good. When I first heard that joint, yeah. It had me going crazy.
It did.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. That joint.
Wow.
Oh, man. That joint right there is just. We have a caller for you. Let me bring the caller on real fast. Hello,
okay.
Caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great now that I heard that song.
Okay. Good. That's good.
I'm feeling much better.
And I've done my job.
That's right, because I was just saying my husband better start singing to me. he better start singing to me. I'm telling you, he better start singing. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the interview.
I thank you
definitely
so much.
Definitely
I thank
great.
You for your support. I really thank
You're
you
welcome.
For your support.
Anytime. Now, where are you? Are you going to be performing that at all anywhere soon?
I'll be performing soon. Yes, I will. If you go, actually, matter of fact, go to my, you can go to, matter of fact, look me up on Facebook and punch in Elias, and I'll give you some information, or you can go to www.djkevski, and he'll give you some information. But look me up on Facebook, Elias, Aly-US. Matter of fact, you can friend me now, actually, and I'll accept your friend. Who am I speaking to?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
This is Kim. This is Kim.
Oh, okay, Kim. So friend me, and I'll make sure you get the information. Matter of fact, I'll even make sure you get the song.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That
right?
song is I mean, both of them is a banger. Both of them.
I like
banger.
That.
You know what's so awesome, y'all? And these songs are not out. These songs are not even out yet.
Wow.
You know, I've been kind of doing it the old way. You know, back in the day, we used to have to work the record first before, you know what I mean, Rich Money?
Yeah, well,
so what I try
I'm
to
gonna
do
lie
it.
To you. I'm going to keep it real with you, Elias. You know, we got 9 different episodes, and on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we rotate songs. And I'm asking you, can we rotate them on that day? I know they're not out. If you want to rotate them on that day,
listen,
we definitely going to rotate.
Listen, it's an honor. If you want to rotate it, brother, you know you get that Rich Money. Anything you want to do, brother, definitely, you got that. I thank you for even considering me rotating.
No doubt. Those stores are definitely fire. Ain't no question about it. You still taking it to a whole nother level.
I'm just trying to keep continuing putting the word out there, you know, something positive.
I definitely feel you. We have another caller. I believe there's one. Hold on, Elias. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm back.
Hey.
Listen, that song put the biggest smile on my face.
Oh, my goodness.
No, seriously. And I'll tell you why. Because I was going through some self-esteem issues before. You know, I was like, you know, you're not this, you're not that. And when I heard that song, I was like, yes, I am beautiful. I even went and looked in the mirror to tell myself.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what, this is another good one for a line dance. Your music is off the chain, and I love that type of beat. You know, because it's not going to tire you out.
Right.
It's just
going
to give you enough energy to do what you need to do doing that song. And I definitely, like, I just went to your page, but it was only for to like, the like page. And I did, I am following you right now.
So you can, so you was able to get on?
I was able to get to the page, yeah, your page. And I liked it, everything, and I sent it to a couple of the other
well, just,
GQ family members.
Well, I tell you what I did. I gave my government. Just put in Eddie Lewis then.
Okay.
You know, I gotta please the fans. You know, I gotta please.
Okay.
So just
yeah,
put Eddie Lewis.
I mean, seriously, that song right there, I was like, wow. He said a 5-year-old, then you went to adults too. And I was like, wow. That hit home right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously, and I appreciate it. And I will be, I am a fan of yours. I know will be, I am a fan of yours.
I thank you so much.
No problem.
It feel good just all right. To know that, you know, people are kind of enjoying what I'm doing.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I thank you again.
No problem.
All right.
So reach out.
Yeah, so Elias, what's the next
step?
What's the next step for Elias?
Well, the next step is at this moment, you know, I started my own label. It's called 1011 Entertainment. And what's amazing about it is because it's a family oriented label. My son's name is J Dot Lyric. He's a rapper, a clean rapper. He's 21.
Mm-hmm.
Don't curse. All negative music, uplifting, just positive. You know, my daughter, she's 11. She sings. She's off the hook, and you know, and between them two, you know, and me just constantly, I need the outlook. I need the I need to have that line where I can just put out what I want to put out and not somebody dictate me and tell me, nah, that ain't going to work, because I don't want to base it on if it works or not. I want to base it on that I need to get a word to somebody and I can put a smile on their face, or I can stop them from jumping off a bridge or whatever the case may be. I just want to deposit a seed in somebody. You know what I mean? I don't want to be the one
that's
the cause of what's going on. You know what I mean? I want to be
mm-hmm.
able to deposit a great seed in, because our children, man, you know, unfortunately, man, it's a sad thing that our children, we're losing by the wayside, and it's because of what? It's because of the music that these kids listen to. That's not all, but it's a high percentage of it. You know what I mean? That's
exactly.
Why and I don't knock, I don't knock it, but, you know, it's, we're on two sides of fence. I'd rather, you know, if I'm not popular, that's cool, because, you know, with me, the way people see me, most, I don't want to touch, he's a clean guy, you know, nobody want to talk about who saved the world, they want to shake a booty song, and I've dealt with that.
Uh-huh.
That's why I got my own label, I put my own stuff out, and that way, you know, because at this point, I ain't in it for the, you know, me too, you know, rich money, I ain't in it for the fame or the fortune. I just want
mm-hmm.
to do. I do it because I love to do it, and I want to be able to touch souls that need to be touched.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that one.
Yes.
But Elias, I got to tell you, it's definitely an honor having you on. You are welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. You know, GQ Palace, we have a magazine as well. We're going to put you in that.
Oh,
as well.
Oh, man.
Shout out to my man, Kester. We also do CDs. So we want to put some of those joints on the CD, you know, because we don't have, like, Positive K, Cuban Links, and all of them on as well, you know, put their joints on the CD and all that, you know.
Oh,
but what I would like for you to do, if you, you know, give them the information, let them know how they can hear the track, you know, if it is, you know, unless you just listen to
okay.
DJ Palace if you hear the track. But, you know, just give them all your info, you know, your shout outs, do all that.
Okay. What's going on, y'all? It's Elias. You can reach me at www.djkevsky, or you can reach me at Elias on Facebook. If you can't reach me on Elias on Facebook, you can get me at Eddie Lewis on Facebook. You know what I mean? That's my cover name. But, you know,
if you can't reach me, because I just want everybody to be able to reach me. But, you know, you should be able to reach me then, you know what I mean? You can reach out to me if for any bookings. You can reach out to www.djkevski. Or for any other bookings, too, you can reach out and hit me at 732-857-1320. I'd like to thank GQ Palace for having me. Give some shout-outs to DJ Kevski, you know what I mean, the tri-state area, down south, all the beautiful people, women and men that called tonight and just blessed my heart. I really appreciate everybody that called in, because it allows me to continue to move forward on doing this music and doing it the Elias way. You feel me, Rich Money?
No doubt, fam, no doubt. I definitely feel you. Yo, wow. And I'm going to still get in touch with you. I'm letting you know I'm staying over air, so you can do that drop for me. Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot, fam.
Okay, that's all good. You tell me what you need me to do. Let's get it done. Let's do it. Well, as soon as we get off air. But I really appreciate y'all having me on, you know, GQ Palace. You know, anytime type of way or anytime you guys need me, you know what I mean, reach out. I'm just a phone call away, you know what I'm saying? And one thing I must say, too, I'm a down-to-earth guy. You know, I'm easy to talk to. You know what I mean? I'm easy to be approached. I've always been like that. And I think that, you know, I'm a likable person, and I try to continue to be like that. I don't want to ever act like I'm better than nobody, because, you know what I mean, I'm just a gentleman that has the talent that God has blessed me with, and all I want to do is just be able to put a smile on a child, a woman, or a man's face.
No doubt, fam. I feel you. So don't be surprised. You know, I got you down on that invitation for my wedding day. We ain't picked the exact date yet, but I'm going to let you know. You know, let Cam know.
Let me know, brother. Let me know.
No doubt. It's definitely going down this year, though. But definitely fill you in on it.
Okay. Great.
But once again, it's an honor. I just say once again, it's an honor. I appreciate you. That's all I can really. Definitely an honor to have you on. And anytime you want to come back, all you got to do is hit me up. Or even if you got any exclusives, yo, Rich, play this on the air. You got
okay.
The math. You got to hit me up. We definitely going to talk off the air anyway, behind the scenes.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
All right. Good looking, fam.
You got
that
it.
That was. Elias Dark and Divas. Good God, yo. His music is so fire. It got me choked up. I'm like, wow. But, yo, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to thank all of the callers. I want to thank all the guests. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, y'all, GQ Palace has 9 different episodes with 12 different hosts. On Sunday, you got Miss Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, bringing you the most powerful ministers, evangelists, elders, and pastors, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. That's 7 to 9 on Spiritual Sunday. Then, from 9 to 10, we have Crossroad Temple with the one and only Brother Timothy Squibby Hunter. That's right, Brother Timothy Squibby Hunter from Atlantic Star. Yes, he is the host of GQ Palace Crossroad Temple from 9 to 10, where he interviews nothing but hip-hop gospel and R&B gospel. And that's from 9 to 10 on Sundays, Crossroad Temple. Then on Monday, you have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, playing nothing but the hottest up-and-coming artists and pioneers and legend music's never heard before. That's from 8 to 9. Then from 9 to 11, we're going to fall back for a little while, but that is Love, Life, and Loyalty with Miss Deanne Lane. She'll be back. Right now, she's taking care of some big things that's going on, and GQ Palace is affiliated with that, so she's taking a little break for about 2 or 3 weeks. But she will be back for Love, Life, and Loyalty with Miss Deanne Lane and King Roozy. Then on Tuesdays, you got DPS, GQ Palace Sports from 8 to 10 with the mayor bringing it to you. Hard body karate, bringing you that bigger picture in sports from 8 to 10. So if you don't know your sports, you better just sit back and listen. Don't even bother to call in, because you got to know what you're talking about when you're dealing with the mayor when it comes down to the sport. That's real talk right there. That's 8 to 10 on Tuesdays. Then on Wednesday, yes, we have 7 to 9, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Angie, Rachel, and T, bringing you their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams in R&B. That's 8 to 9, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Then, from 7 to 9 with the Diva Squad. Then from 9 to 10, we have Fallout Comedy with my man, comedian Rakim Chicky Chick Singleton, bringing you the funniest jokes going down on the radio live. That's 7 to 9 Wednesday, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. 9 to 10, Fallout Comedy with Rakim Chicky Chick Singleton. Then on Thursdays, we have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, bringing you that truth to the matter feedback on relationships, letting you know what's going down. Then on Friday, you're right back here with Rich Money GQ Palace 6 to 9. Don't forget, it's going down with my man Swagger January 19th at the Copacabana. So if you don't got your tickets, I suggest you get them, because it's going down hard body. That's how we do it. I want to wish everybody a safe and blessed weekend. I am your host, Rich Money, and once again, we're going to leave out with my man Joint Elias, beautiful, because it's hitting hard. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
You're beautiful, yes. You're beautiful, yes.
You're beautiful, yes. In and outside.